嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam, and I really liked that music. It made me so relaxed.
对，因为我们今天的节目呢，就是要介绍一下现在在北美非常走红的中国视频博主李子柒。
Okay, so we are talking about an internet celebrity, an internet influencer.
啊，网红是吗？网红现在有一点可能 negative,
really?
贬义的这个 connotation.
That didn't take long.
但是李子柒现在国内很多媒体说他就是我们需要更多这样正能量的网红。
Right, so we're talking here about positive energy or creating positive value, not just, you know, like, look what I bought this thing.
对，因为很多网红是刚刚你的那个路线嘛。Whereas 李子柒美国很多媒体说哇她就像一个中国的仙女然后就像 you know, she's like someone from the past、mm-hmm. and she's also very mysterious.
Yes, and we love mysterious things.
现在说到一个人火我们经常会听到一个短语、
Oh yeah, blew up.
Blew up. 这一听有点吓人它不是有个意思是爆炸吗
Yeah, so actually you could also say exploded.Right, she exploded in 2017. They're both fine. We do also use fire, like you could say she has been on fire. So there's lots of different ways.
And she really is on fire. 然后我觉得这也很有意思，因为虽然她 on fire， 但是她 on fire 的原因是她很 peace.
That's what I think was funny.、Right? Yeah, like blew up. Like, picturing just the very calming music and, you know, like...picking soybeans. Boom, blew up.
我必须承认我很孤陋寡闻，因为李子柒在国内已经走红了有一段时间了，但是我是到今年才知道他，就是看到很多英语媒体啊会放他的 YouTube 频道呀，然后介绍他，才发现哇，这小姑娘太厉害了。
Yeah, so what have you been doing all this time?
Working.
Yeah, you've had your own stuff. That's true. But as of 2019, she has over 7 million subscribers on YouTube.
对，她在 YouTube 上面视频，好多视频都是超过 10 million 千万次的播放。对，而且她有自己很多的忠实的北美粉丝，然后那些粉丝就说啊，她让我们看到中国人的创意，看到了中国人的传统，就是一个特别特别奇妙的 mix 一个结合
Yeah, well, my first impression while watching it was like, wow, this is really cool to see、a very traditional side. But, I mean, she doesn't look super traditional. Her clothes are, but you know what I mean? She's very young.
对对，因为她是90后，她就是很年轻。
Right.
但像你说的，她在所有的视频里面都是穿、所以传统的、汉服，你说就 traditional Chinese clothing.
Sure.
好，那我们前面一直用 internet celebrity 网红来形容他，但他其实是有自己一个 niche， 因为他做这些都是食物有关的嘛。
Right, she's doing food, and we could even use the word handicraft preparation.
Handicraft 就是手工做的东西是吗
Yes.
Okay. And she films all of these videos in her hometown. 在她的老家然后她因为现在照顾奶奶嘛就回到四川绵阳比较郊区的地方、like rural area.
Right, right.
所以他的这些 video it's both like Chinese food, Chinese handicraft, 然后我觉得还有这种country life.
Yeah, yeah, well the music too, right? I mean, it makes me very relaxed.
对，就有很多人我觉得看他的 video, 不管是中国人还是美国粉丝都觉得 it calms you down.
Yeah, it's not like listening to those other internet celebrities where the background music is always you know, bye.
对，然后他们觉得 hi guys.
Yeah.
李子柒的 video 还有一点很特别是，她基本上不说话。
That's right. She like almost never speaks, and then when she does, it's in her local dialect.
啊，对，然后我们也听不懂，但就觉得很 charming.
Right.
很有吸引力啊。我跟 Adam 在做节目前刚看了他有一个视频是。做酱油
That's right, soy sauce
但我很喜欢他视频的这些英文标题都起得 非常形象，然后很吸引人。
Yeah, it's a very catchy title. Turn a soybean seed into a drop of soy sauce.
Soybean 就是黄豆，对吧？然后这个 video 就告诉你他怎么把一颗黄豆最后变成一滴酱油。
嗯，
而且他的所有的 video 前面都会写 traditional handicraft，传统手工艺啊。这手工艺其实现在在全球，我觉得都是一个潮流吧，大家返璞归真。
嗯哼 ，Yeah. So over here, the word that gets used a lot is artisanal, and I'm actually amazed that isn't coming up in her videos.
所以 artisanal 就是这种传统手工艺的意思。
Yes, but maybe not as far back as Chinese history. Like when I think about handicrafts, and again, this word artisanal, I'm thinking about maybe 300 years ago.
嗯，但我觉得 artisanal 它里面含有 art or artist, 对吧？就是说我们是手工，但是这是一种 art，像一种艺术一样。
But all arts and crafts aside, I think another really interesting part about her is just her backstory.
Backstory 就是她的故事，对吧？她的身世。
Right.
对，因为她从小好像父母就离开她了。So on her Wikipedia page, 她在维基百科上的介绍说 she was orphaned at a very young age.
Okay.
So orphan 就是孤儿，对吧？
Right, so you can be an orphan, it can be a noun, or you can use it here as a verb. Now you'll notice that it's she was orphaned. We don't really say like,her parents orphaned her because it's usually not their choice. So we always use this in the passive voice. She was orphaned at a very young age.
But she had very loving grandparents.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they raised her. 至于为什么 when her grandfather died, she decided to move back to the countryside to take care of her grandmother.
Right, because she was living in the city, big city, right?Being a DJ or something.
But in doing so, 他说啊，现在我在农村这个生活，可以用视频反映出来，然后让更多的人看到。
Right, and in those videos, she's performing the work of a farmer with the grace of a fairy.
对，这个我觉得是美国媒体形容他特别好的一句话，说他干的这些其实都是农活，对吧？ The work of a farmer.
Right.
但是呢，他又有仙女一样的优雅。
Right, so she's got the grace of a fairy.
一个 fairy 就是一个仙女啊。And I think a lot of people are impressed, by her deep knowledge of food, nature, and Chinese culture.
Right.
我就觉得他太能干了，所有东西都是 英文可以说 from scratch, 从零自己做出来。
Right, but like even when I think about from scratch, I think about like, I'll buy the soybeans at the grocery store. She's going to the field.
就她家自己种的东西。
Right.
对不对？哎，其实我们之前一直说到看她的 video 会让你很平静啊，很宁静，特别是现在的社会，大家其实压力都很大嘛。
Right.
然后李子柒她很少接受访问，但有一次访问里面他自己也说到了，就他觉得他很受欢迎，就是因为大家都在追求这种安宁。
Yeah, of course, because in today's society, who isn't stressed, right? Who isn't super stressed? So maybe when people watch her videos at the end of a busy day, they can relax and experience something nice.
就很美好。
所
以哎，美好英语你就说 something nice 嘛，那么简单。
You could. I might think to something more like perfection or peace or loveliness.
对，就是会觉得看他的视频以后，你每天的很多压力 stress， 还有另外一个词，我们以前跟大家介绍过 anxiety，对吧？这种很紧绷着的感觉，可以暂时的舒缓一下啊。北美不是这两年一直都有这种 movements， 就是让你觉得很 zen，就很有禅意，很 peace。然后另外一个词是 mindfulness。
Yeah, well, the idea of zen has been around here for a long time, but yeah, mindfulness is a fairly new phenomenon.
对，这个就是我们的 mind， 我们自己的思想是吧？
It is.
然后 mindfulness 就是你跟自己 get more connected to yourself, to your own mind, body, and soul.
Right, understand why you do the things that you do, or why do you get angry when, someone cuts you off in traffic, those kinds of things. It's funny because like mindful, be mindful is a phrase that has been around forever. You know, my parents, my grandparents said that to me, but they never really meant it about myself, right? It was always like, be mindful of others,
right?
And so the idea of mindfulness is kind of turning that in on yourself and just, again, being aware of what you do and how you think.
好，那我们今天节目最后呢，最近国内也对李子柒在海外走红有很多的报道啊，里面我经常会看到一个概念，说这是很成功的一个中国文化输出的例子。
Okay, so we're talking about a cultural export here.
哦，所以文化输出就可以用 cultural export.
You could.
Export 我们以前想的就是一个商品，对吧？ China exports a lot of goods all over the world.
Made in China.
Right, but now cultural products are also exports.
Right.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道你是不是也喜欢看李子柒的视频？ And do her videos make you feel very zen and help you increase your mindfulness? 大家都可以在今天的留言板块跟我们分享，还有她的哪一个视频是你最喜欢的呢？好，今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
Bye, guys.